We turn now to a major development in the case of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who the U.S. State Department is pushing to extradite from Britain. Assange faces up to 175 years in prison if brought to the United States, where he's been indicted for violations of the Espionage Act related to the publication of classified documents, which many say expose U.S. war crimes. Now, one of the main witnesses in that extradition case has come forward to admit he made false claims against Assange for exchange in immunity from prosecution. The revelation came in an interview with the convicted Icelandic hacker, Siggi Thordarson, for a detailed article published by the Icelandic biweekly Stundin. It suggests the U.S. Justice Department collaborated with Thordarson to generate the indictment for Assange that was submitted to the British courts. U.S. prosecutors issued a new superseding indictment against Assange in June 2020 that refers to Thordarson as a teenager and Iceland as NATO country one, and says Assange encouraged him to, among other things, quote, commit computer intrusion and steal audio recordings of phone conversations between Icelandic officials. The Stundin article cites previously unpublished documents and chat logs showing how Thordarson falsely presented himself as a prominent WikiLeaks representative. Stundin reports that, in fact, quote, all indications are that Thordarson was acting alone without any authorization, let alone urging from anyone inside WikiLeaks, unquote.